Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Very excited about having our good friend Ruth King back on the show. I know, I'm excited too. Ruth's the CEO of ProfitabilityRevolution.com, an outstanding website where you can find hundreds, if not thousands, of videos on with her interviewing really smart people about how to become more successful in your business, especially how to make more profits. She's written all the important books on the topic, The Courage to Be Profitable, for example, and many others. And she is our good friend, Ruth King. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me back, Jim. It's great to be here.
Always a pleasure to have you back. So one of the things that we always count on Ruth for, folks, is her she's got her finger to the down on the marketplace pulse with regard to embezzlement and employees stealing money and things like that. It's a dirty business, but Ruth, you've talked to a lot of your clients over the years. You've helped them solve some of these problems and recover from some of these problems. This is a dirty little secret, you and I often use the term. This is their little secret that happens across the marketplace all the time. And you got a couple of specific examples to tell us about.
Absolutely. I want to talk about there was a guy who just got 50 years in jail sentence, the sentence of 50 years in jail for stealing 50 years.
Wow.
And I think it's good that the judge did it to him because it should send a message to everybody else that if they get caught, the likelihood is they're going to jail, and they should go to jail. And that's another discussion between you and I at
right.
some other point.
Right.
But what happened was he was a purchasing agent, I think, or something like that, at a jail. And he started small, and he stole $1.2 million of fajitas, and the jail didn't even serve fajitas. Right?
Wow.
So he's ordering fajitas and he's selling it on the side and da 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 da. And the thing that he said was it started small and then it got out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
So what that is really saying is that it started small because the proper procedures weren't put in place. And as a result, I got away with it and I started doing more and more and more and more. And then the greed took over. So, you know, this is how it starts in small businesses. You don't have some very simple and very easy procedures to put in place.
So what did he do? How did he start it?
He started it by, he said he had, and this is my supposition, it wasn't in the whole article, but what I think he did was he had a friend who was selling fajitas, and so he said, I'll go buy the fajitas for you, and I'll use it was a jail. I'll use the jail account, I'll order the fajitas, and we'll get the jail to pay for them, and you go use them.
Mm-hmm. And what was he doing with the fajitas?
He wasn't doing anything. He was the middleman. He was ordering them through the jail's ordering system. The jail paid for it. And he gave the fajitas to his buddies.
Oh, he was giving them.
They sold them.
And they were feeding them. They were kicking back to him when they sold them.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow.
That's pretty ingenious, to tell you the honest truth.
But, yeah.
Yeah,
so he scammed the state or the city or the county?
Brownsville, Texas.
Yeah.
Brownsville, Texas.
Wow.
For $1.2 million in Brownsville, Texas.
And his job with the city was what?
He was purchasing agent.
He was the purchasing agent. He was How about that?
I thought that was pretty ingenious, but I'm really glad that the judge gave him 50 years. It served him right.
Yeah.
Now he'll probably die in jail.
So,
but reality,
they obviously had no checks and balances or
exactly
no policies to make sure that this. They just trusted him implicitly, didn't they?
Yeah, and as you said, it started small and then it got out of hand. So he did it once, didn't get caught. Said this is easy.
Like the money.
So he did it again.
Yeah. Happens all the time. So. What could they have done to solve that?
Well, number one, look at your purchase orders. Make sure that there's a purchase order. Make sure that the purchase order has the what's being ordered, the amount that it's being ordered, and who it's being ordered from. All right? So, and then somebody reviews the purchase orders with the bills, the invoices
right.
that come in.
Out of the department, right? Somebody out of the department.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. All right, purchase order, bill comes in, bill gets stapled or behind the purchase order and the bill mm-hmm. and the check.
Somebody should have seen that they was buying all these fajitas and the jail wasn't even serving fajitas.
Exactly.
That's amazing. So Reagan taught us this lesson, didn't he? Trust but verify, right?
Yeah.
Trust but verify.
Absolutely.
All right, she got another story to tell us when we come back. It's even worse than this one. Stay with us. 22. I'm Jim Blassing, and Ruth King's our guest, whose new book is called The Ugly Truth About Cash.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.